And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be filled with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23 says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come in this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I don't know how many times we've read that scripture down through the years. I don't know how many times it's been preached on. I want to say, first of all, I want to preach this morning on a conversation from hell. A conversation from hell. I want to say, first of all, too, that this is not a parable. This is a record.
Amen.
This is a record of two men that's in conversation. There are three men's mentioned here, Abraham, Lazarus, and the rich man, which didn't give him no name. But this is a record of men conversating in that place there of Hades. And of course, one side of it was paradise, the other side was hell. And we know that. We know that they was in a place where they could see. He saw him afar off. He could see. He ever sensed that this rich man had, when he went to hell, was still there for him. He could see, he could hear, he could taste, he could feel. And all these senses that this man, when he died, was there. It takes away of the theory or the false conception that when a man dies, he just goes back to the ground like an animal. When a man dies, his soul and his spirit is going. My friend, from this body, the body's put in the ground. But far as my friend, you living forever, you're going to be somewhere forever. You're either going to be in God's glory or you're going to be in hell's damnation. There's no way around it. Now, when I read this, I'm just preaching honest from my heart. I read this and I wish in my heart that there was no hell. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I don't want to see people tormented and go through the damnation and go through the torments of hell. I don't want to see that. I'd rather see everybody thank God saved and go to God's heaven. But it's not going to be like that. In fact, it wasn't like that when it was wrote. Amen. This man is in a literal hell. He's in a place of damnation. He's in a place of torment. He's in a place of suffering. He's in a place, my friend, of separation. He's in this place. Now, I want to say this. My friend, the worst thing about hell is separation from God. Amen. We know that this man was separated from Abraham and Lazarus. Abraham, my friend, was, thank God, what they called the father of the Jews. And we know that's why he called him father. He said, Father Abraham. We know here that in the scripture he called him son. son, which relates the fact that he was a in the Jewish line. And we know, friend, that Jesus is speaking here, hey God, of this crowd that was my friend religious, and he let them know this man probably was a religious man. He probably was. And Bible said he was. Bible said he died and he was buried. If you look up the word buried, this simply means that they had some funeral rites for him. But they didn't for Lazarus. The beggar died and was carried by the angels in the Abraham's bosom. And friend, I'm just saying that that bosom, thank God, was in the paradise of God, in Abraham's bosom. I still don't, my friend, take away the fact that this book don't change. This book does never change. It's the same. And I still believe, praise God, that when people leave here, they're saved. I believe, praise God, that they got a heavenly escort. Amen. I believe that. But when I look at this morning, and you think about this conversation, here the rich man's in hell, and he's talking to this of Abraham, that's in the paradise, and here they're conversating, and he said when he got in hell, and torment was upon him, and can I tell you this, there is some kind of fire in hell. The Bible said there's hell fire. The Bible said it's where the worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. I'm telling you, friend, these people, my friend made hell look like it's going to Disney World. They deceiving people. Hell's a place of judgment. Hell's a place of torment. Can I tell you this? The reason people go to hell is because they die lost. They die as an unbeliever. Listen, friend, hell is the punishment, thank God, of eternity for rejecting Calvary, for rejecting Christ, for rejecting the way to God. Jesus done took hell on the cross. He was punished. My friend, he suffered. And my friend, he tasted death for every man. And I'm saying this morning, when a man goes to hell, he'll face the suffering for sin. Amen. Listen, Jesus tasted, he tasted death for every man. The word taste there means he experienced it. He went through death for every man. Then get this.
Yeah.
It was a terrible, it was a cruel, terrible death Jesus went through. But see, when a man rejects God's way, and a man rejects Christ as Lord, then he's going to have to suffer in hell himself for sin. Why does people go to hell? Because of the, he said, of sin, because they believe not on me.
Yes, sir.
Why did the Holy Ghost come to convict you and confront you with your lost condition? Because you're in sin and you have not faith in Christ to believe upon Him for the saving of your lost soul. And that's what it is. And they start conversating here. This man's in hell. And the first thing he says, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water except for to cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this way. And so it looks like to me that the man that sat outside his gate for days, wanting the crumbs that fell from his table. Now this man's crying upon him, my friend, that just put his finger in water and touched my tongue because of the torments of hell. He just wants to feel on his tongue something that can, my friend, refresh him, something that can take away, my friend, where Jesus said, I thirst. Now this man's thirsted in hell. He rejected the way of God. And he's thirsting in hell, my friend. And I'm telling you this morning, hey, God, he's out of this world. You to put your finger, send Lazarus, and let him put in water and put it on my tongue after I'm tormented in this flame.
Yeah. Right.
Just put, what he wanted him to do is put his finger in water and come and touch his tongue.
Yeah.
So that was a conversation. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented. Notice the word tormented is mentioned four times in the text. The word tormented really means tortured, or suffering, or vexed. And here he says, he said, Abraham's answer to him was, son, remember thou in thy lifetime y'all received the good things. In other words, he said, you had all temporal things that satisfied you in this life. And whatever you had fared sumptuously every day, you was clothed in purple and fine linen, you had king's apparel, you had a meal to eat, you had something good, and you never showed no love to your neighbor, you never acted upon the love of God in your heart because you didn't have it. And he said, you're tormented now because you rejected the way God set up.
Amen.
That's right. I wrote down three people to go to hell. Number one, people that rebel go to hell.
Right.
People that, listen, every child is born with rebellion. I'm not going to chase a rabbit here. I'm just going to say this. If you don't drive rebellion out of them, you're just going to send them on to hell.
Yeah.
If thou beatest him with a rod, thou shalt not kill him, but thou shalt deliver his soul from hell.
Yeah.
Everybody has rebellion in them toward God and the government of God that's set up in heaven. Hey, God, that God says, you'll submit to me, you'll submit to the Lordship of Christ, you'll submit to who He is, or in rebellion, you'll die and go to hell.
Yeah.
All right. Rebellion. Rebellious people go to hell. Notice this. Rejecting people go to hell. He said, you have rejected me and my word. If you won't receive His word, you'll never be saved.
That's right.
The Bible said they received the word of God gladly. And when you reject what the man of God's preaching, when you reject the way to God, when you reject or resist the Holy Ghost, and you say no to the Holy Ghost, when He comes out of your doorstep in your heart and knocks on your heart door and say you're lost and you need to get born again and you need to make a move to God, and you reject it and say no and say I'm good enough, I'm a member of the church, I do the best I can, I'm all right. When you reject Him, you got to go to hell, my friend.
Amen.
That's right. Rejectors go to hell. Listen to the last one. Reprobates go to hell. Now, people that's reprobate, hell's in them. Why do you think they have these same-sex marriages? Because they already reprobate. There's nobody living that's living in sodomy that's saved. Repentance takes you out of that.
Yes, sir.
That man in fact said, if one man can get out of hell, then he said they'll repent. Jesus said, and Abraham said, no, they got the word of God. And if they won't hear the word of God, they won't believe a man got out of hell and told you about it.
Yeah.
So they're conversating. Then he said this to, the rich man. He said, there's a great gulf fixed between me and you. There's a gulf. He said, I can't come to you and you can't come to me. You better kick that notion off into hell where you think that you got a chance after you die. Son, if you drew your last breath right now, Brother Larry, I talked to him last night. He said his neighbor called, he got home, he said his neighbor called him over to his house. And he said the man was upset. He said, what's wrong? He said, Kim just died. That was the man's wife. 40 years old, just dropped dead. Had a heart attack. 40 years old. Just dropped dead.
Yeah.
Too late. Too late.
Right.
It's too late, Brother Sweet. It's just too late after you draw your last breath.
That's right.
Somebody said, I'll get saved on my deathbed. No, you won't.
There you go.
You won't. I don't find a lot of deathbed repentances, do you? The thief on the cross is the only one I can really testify of. I'm just saying this, that a man that lets his candle burn so long and never come to the light of God, he's going to end up going to hell.
Yeah, right.
Buddy, when you go to hell, you there forever.
Amen.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes. Ever. Not 70, 90, 100 years old, or not 200 years. If you go to hell, you're going to be there to eternity is, and it never is going to end because it's everlasting.
Right. All right.
God's give you one life.
Yeah.
One life in this earth. One. God's give you one. One. That's all you got's one. If you reject Christ in this life, you'll face the eternal hell and damnation.
Right.
Just that simple. What's bought the people's mind today is that everybody's going to this heaven that Jesus talked about. But it's not true.
Amen.
It's not true. He said, few there be that find.
Yes, sir. Few is right.
Straight as the gate, narrow as the way, and few there be that find it. There's going to be very few, son. I'm telling you, but I thank God Almighty is born in this family. God set it up that way. You didn't have nothing to do with who your parents were. You didn't have nothing to do with who your parents were. God Almighty set that thing up. He made you exactly the way He wanted you. He put it exactly where He wanted you at. And buddy, I'm telling you, there ain't nobody here by accident. There's nobody here by chance. Everything was set up by the sovereign God of heaven that you could hear the gospel. And I'm telling you, that's amazing to me. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So I'm saying this conversation, there's a gulf, we can't pass it. And that old purgatory doctrine that Catholicism has come up with, it's out of hell, and their religion's out of hell.
Right.
Catholicism is the worst cult in the world.
Amen.
The worst. It's made up of man-made religion. It's damn people following man and their false doctrine. And it's look at all the world. It's the world. Hey, it's the world religion.
It is.
It's the world religion.
Yeah.
Buddy, we live in the South, and thank God I'm glad I do.
Right.
I don't say that in an arrogant way, but I thank God where the Word of God's at.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you go, you get up, hey man, you get up these other states and there's some Baptist churches here. But buddy, you try to go to New York and preach like this and they'd want to lock you up before you got through, amen. There might be a few up that way. We got some on the sermon audio that listen to us from the Big Apple. I'll tell you what, sir, it ain't like it is down here.
No, sir, it's not.
And that ain't nobody. That ain't no glory to man. That's the glory of God, because God set it up. Amen. That we can have preaching. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Praise God. That's right. Wow. Amen, preacher. I'm just saying. He said, "There's a gulf you can't pass." Well, here's the one I want to get to you. He said, "I got five brethren." That's what he said. I've got five brethren. He said, "Would you send Lazarus to his house, that house of my daddy, and testify to them?" Now listen to me. I wish God to get in your heart right here.
Yes, sir.
Who in your family? That's what he's talking about, his family.
Yes, sir.
Folks, we can close our eyes all we want to. But the fact of it is, there's people in our family going to hell. Them little old boys and girls and them grandchildren, they're going to spend somewhere in eternity. They are. When I think about my children here this morning, I appreciate them being here. But I think about how fast they've grown up. I remember when me and Matt played out in the backyard, and I throw them ground balls, we get out there and hit the ball. How we raised our children, they went everywhere with us, and just how fast Mandy and Matt's grown up now.
Yeah.
Yep. They got a little boy and girl.
Yes, sir.
Well, Levi ain't so little. And he's up there in the teenage years.
Just blink your eyes.
That's right. You got two little granddaughters. They got Matt and Miss Lindsay's got one on the way. But you got to remember this. Inside of them children, there's a soul.
Oh, yeah.
We can't blink our eyes and say that's not true. This man here in hell is telling Abraham, he's saying, "I got five brethren. Maybe his name's Jim. Maybe his name's my friend Sam. I don't know their names. But I'll tell you what, he said he got five brethren. And he said, I just don't want them to come to hell. I don't want them to suffer the way I'm suffering. I don't want to see them go to hell."
Right.
See, hell's going to give up the dead. They're going to stand in the white throne judgment. Now, personally, I believe in reading the Bible that we're going to stand in the white throne judgment too.
Yes, sir. I believe that too, brother.
Jesus is on the white throne, which is authority and purity.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Everybody's going to stand before Him that's lost. Everybody, this white throne judgment is a judgment of dealing with sinners, amen, dealing with people that died lost, and the finality of it all is that God's Son Jesus is going to open up the book of life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And He's going to open the book up, and He's going to say, "I don't find your name." He said, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." He said, "I don't find your name." This is me talking, and I believe I'm right. I believe somebody that sits in this church, I stand at the white throne judgment, and somebody comes up before the white throne judgment of God that's lost. He's about to throw them in the lake of fire. That's when they're going to say, "Lord, Lord, have we not done something?" He's going to do all they can, pull off everything out and try to get out of hell. And this is what He's going to say. He said, "Right there's a witness against you, sir."
Yeah.
"Right there's a preacher that preached to God. That's a witness against you. My blood's a witness against you. The cross is a witness against you." And Jesus is going to say, "Away from me. Cast him into hell, into the lake of fire." That's what He's going to say. Yeah. He said, "I got five brethren. I don't want to see them there. I don't want to see them there. I don't want to see my brother there. Oh, I don't want to see my brother there. I don't want to see any of my family there. I don't want," he said, "send into my father's house." You know why He said send them? Because He couldn't get out of hell and go. And they said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." That's what He said.
Amen.
Now I'll tell you what you can do. You can try to shake it all you want to, but it's the truth. And it's a sad day when a preacher that says he's a preacher won't stand in the pulpit and tell you the truth. The fact of it is, you've got to be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And if you're not, you're going to die and go to hell.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in a boastful way. I don't. And I said what I meant this morning, friend. I wish this wasn't true because of the fact of people suffering forever. But I'm telling you this, if a man dies lost, he's going to go there like this man did.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you saved? Have what you got going to pass the judgment? Then number two, is your family saved? Is your children saved? Your brethren saved? He was concerned about them being saved. Could you imagine, can I get this thought here in your head? Could you imagine at the white throne judgment, a daddy standing here watching his child thrown into hell? Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that child, ma'am, that you birthed, that you brought into this world, that you loved, and he never would come to Christ, and at the white throne judgment, he looks to you and says, "This boy was raised by you. You taught him the Word of God, and he rejected it. Away with him. Throw him in hell." That, listen, you say, what kind of God you serve? A God that's just.
That's right.
But He's a God of mercy. Thank God, if He wasn't, we'd all go to hell. I don't know this, but I won't say this. I believe that's where the tears is going to come from. Revelation 21, "There shall be no more tears. They shall be wiped away." I don't know this, but I don't know if it might be the last time a mama... I don't know. But I'm telling you one thing, friend. You better not let the devil lie to you.
Listen to me this morning. Satan hates this kind of message. He'll try to distract your mind with anything he can. But I'm telling you the truth this morning, friend, that your eternal soul weighs in the balances, and there's people in our families and our friends that weigh in the balance, and if you don't have a burden for them to go after, who's going to go tell them?
I want to read that last verse and then I'm through. Luke 16:31, and he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. 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 You know what persuaded is? Please come to God. Please come. Come to God. Come to God. Come to God.
Yeah.
Except ye be reprobates. If you're a reprobate, you never will and you never care.
Right.
You hard-hearted reprobation, one of the saddest words Jesus ever said was, ye of your father the devil, unless your father he'll do. He was talking to reprobates. When they reprobated, son, that's all they got. That's all they got. God touched your heart this morning. I tell you what I'd do, I'd pray. Listen, I wouldn't care what my husband thought. I wouldn't care what my wife thought. I wouldn't care what anybody thought. I'd want to make sure that I was ready to meet God.
Yeah.
He said there's a conversation going on between these two men, and it was in hell, friend. This one was in hell. It's eternity. Lies in your way today, friend. You can walk out them doors and cut your radio on, go home, cut your TV on, and try to shake it, but one day it's going to end.
Yeah.
Where you going to be is going to matter, friend, either heaven or hell.
Amen.
That's right. Let's stand this morning.